Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS! Here's where we can see them!
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island that got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Welcome back. Well, an intriguing quarterfinal matchup between PSG and Barcelona awaits us today. Here's a look at how these teams have matched up historically. Barcelona with the edge in head-to-head competition, and this is the fifth UCL tie between both teams in the knockout stages of this. PSG have never won this competition, though. They were the runners-up in 2020. Barcelona, five-time winners of Champions League. Luis Enrique taking on his former club. The war of words between the two managers. There's a lot to unpack heading into this one. But when you look at these two teams side by side, Michael Lahoud, who would you say is the favorite heading into today's quarterfinal matchup?
PSG. The fact that it's on their home turf, the fact that Kylian Mbappe seems to love to play against Spanish teams, the fact that this could be the team that he will be playing against when he puts on the Real Madrid shirt in a season's time, there's a lot of motivating factors for both he and Luis Enrique. And Kylian Mbappe, last time I checked, 10 goals scored against Spanish opposition, scored 3 across the last tie against Real Sociedad. This is a step up, though. This is not Sociedad. This is a massive step up against a hot Barcelona side. But Kylian Mbappe, he is the X factor in a game like this.
Yeah, I mean, Luis Enrique made 11 changes in their last match in a 1-1 draw against Clermont Foot. I'm expecting PSG to come out all guns blazing. And to me, they just have that little bit more depth. There's a little bit more security. There's a little bit more stability at PSG with all of the things going on. There's still that versus where Barcelona is. And I know Barcelona has certainly kicked it up a notch in the second half of the season, but there's just something too skittish about Barcelona. And I need to see them perform well here in order for me to change that.
Barcelona, they haven't lost since the end of January.
Yeah.
I mean, beaten in 11.
They've been pretty good. I mean, the narrative around that team has certainly changed. But as you mentioned, Michael Lahoud, Mbappe being the X factor here for PSG, how do you stop him? If you're Xavi, how are you lining up your team to stop Kylian Mbappe?
I think it's difficult to anticipate. You got to have two plans because Mbappe can come out from the left, and Ousmane Dembele could be playing in that false 9-10 position, or he can come centrally. It's going to be very difficult for whoever he's lined up against, either Koundé or the center backs Araujo and Cubarsí. You could expect Mbappe to have a big night because that's what he's here for, and how many more Champions League nights is he going to have in Parc des Princes? Not many, with a PSG shirt at least. So he's poised, and this team is poised to make this tournament their statement win, because it's the last season they're going to have Mbappe, because the Luis Enrique project is going steady, and in France, and your success with PSG isn't really measured fully by winning Ligue 1 or by winning Coupe de France that PSG are probably going to win. I mean, they're in the final of the Coupe de France and they have a significant points advantage domestically. This is it. This is what you build your team for. Mm-hmm. I wonder how different it'll be. No Hakimi today for PSG, and just given a team that prides itself on verticality. Obviously, it's not like they're going to win and lose because they don't have Hakimi. But he's Hakimi does beast. Offer a lot going forward.
Absolutely.
So will Marquinhos play right back? I'm not too sure how Luis Enrique is going to solve that. But what I do know is that this project, despite its ups and downs, given the Mbappe situation, it's still been pretty steady football-wise. So it's Barcelona have a lot on their hands today.
I will say this. One place that Barcelona can get after PSG is out wide. And I'm glad you mentioned the Hakimi miss. Another player who could play there, Nordi Mukwueli. He played in one of the recent matches, got the start for PSG. But if you're Barcelona, two players who are just in really good form, Rafinha and Lamine Yamal. I mean, this kid is just defying the Guinness Book of World Records every match he steps on the field. And Rafinha getting goals as of late, being more effective, having a more consistent end product is a reason why you should keep an eye on both those players. If they cook, then advantage Barcelona. And think just got correction, no Mukwueli, so my bad.
And if you look at Barcelona's run, well, yes, it's been stellar and they haven't lost. You're looking at a big win against Atletico Madrid, 3-0 at the Metropolitano, and you're looking at the win against Napoli. But other than that, it's been teams they should be beating. PSG offers a level above what's expected, and a team they don't play as often as Atletico Madrid.
The difference is, though, that they're a little bit more convincing than they were at the beginning of the
season.
And we were talking about progress and evolution. Like, we were waiting for Barcelona to get better than they were from last season, from the La Liga winning season. How does Xavi take this team to a new level? And seemingly they got stuck in the mud to begin the season and probably through January. But now that they've compiled win after win, Lewandowski's playing a little bit better too. And when you want your talisman, I mean, historically in this competition, you want your best players on fire. And Lewandowski is one of the best players in the history of the Champions League. So it's a big night for him as well, going toe-to-toe with the future of this competition, with it, which is Kylian Mbappe. So there's a lot on the line for the legacies of Xavi, of Lewandowski with Barcelona, of Mbappe with PSG. A lot to be said. I don't expect it to be over in the first leg, and it should be a fun 180 minutes at least.
It should be. Yesterday, the consensus was, Michael Lahoud at the desk, that whoever wins this tie will play in the final. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think this is the sort of draw that PSG have been waiting for to get back to a final. They are my pick to get back to this year's final.
I agree with that. Where I have a discrepancy with their take, and I kind of realized it in the moment that I was saying it, but if Barca beat PSG, I don't think it's that easy that they'll get past an Atletico Madrid, for example.
You're saying that after Atleti lost 3-0 to Barcelona still?
Atleti in the Champions League is a whole different thing where you could smell a final.
Isn't it wild how teams have completely different identities in different competitions?
Jekyll and Hyde, Atletico Madrid.
It's so interesting. I find that so intriguing.
They're the same way at home and away, though.
Yeah. They've been Jekyll and Hyde all season
really
long.
Yeah.
Not only
so good at home.
Yeah, I agree.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.